It's a case that's been compared to that of the Austrian Joseph Fritzl, and it happened in Melbourne. Today, a Victorian man who sexually abused his daughter for 28 years and fathered four of her children was sentenced to 22 years, 5 months jail. Now in his 60s, the man pleaded guilty last year to 13 charges, including rape, incest and assault. The court heard that the sexual abuse dated back to 1977, when his daughter was 13 years old, and it continued until she reached her 40s. On numerous occasions, the woman reported what was happening to health and welfare officials, but they repeatedly failed to act. Police weren't notified until 2002. Outside the court, Victoria's Child Safety Commissioner described the woman as the most courageous person he had ever met. Alison Caldwell reports.
The man can't be identified, not for his sake, but for the sake of his daughter, who he sexually abused for nearly three decades, and who was neglected and ignored by welfare authorities for just as long. She's now trying to build a life for herself and her children in Gippsland in Victoria's southeast. And she's terrified that one day her father will find her and kill her. Today, Justice Susan Pullen said she'd found it hard to find the words to describe what the man had done to his daughter. She said he'd used violence and threats to degrade and manipulate his daughter and fulfill his sexual desires in what was a gross breach of trust. Justice Pullen questioned his remorse, telling the court that in interviews with psychiatrists, he minimized his crimes and said that he'd tried to stop, but that his daughter wouldn't let him. Speaking outside the court after the sentence was delivered, Victoria's Child Safety Commissioner Bernie Geary became emotional when he described the woman who he's met on several occasions.
I have met a woman who is so courageous. So courageous and such a great mother. And I think that needs to be remembered. And I hope that she's treated by the media and others with the dignity that she deserves. It's one of the most courageous people that I've ever met in my life, I think.
The sexual abuse began in 1977 when she was just 13 years old and living with her father in Melbourne's inner northeast. He told her she was damaged goods, no one else would ever want her, and that if he couldn't have her, no one else could. The court heard that at the time she couldn't report the abuse to her mother. Previously, her parents had temporarily separated and she'd been assaulted by her mother's boyfriend. The abuse continued into her adult years, sometimes as often as twice a day and always at home, where she lived with her parents and siblings. Over the years, she repeatedly told social workers about the abuse, but police were never notified. At one point, she was placed in a youth training centre, but her father was still allowed to visit her. She was hospitalised for a drug overdose and told a doctor and a social worker about the abuse. They tried to find her alternative accommodation but couldn't, and within a week she was sent home to her abusive father. She had her first baby to her father when she was 25 years old. The court was told over subsequent years the man threatened to kill his daughter if she ever left him. Over a decade, he fathered another three children by her, one of whom died from birth defects, and even then, authorities failed to act. Victoria's Child Safety Commissioner Bernie Geary is preparing a report for the Brumby government on how authorities repeatedly failed the woman.
I think that the system in those days definitely failed her, and I'm in the process of developing a review of the case, which will give us an indication of what happened in those years.
Delivering the sentence, Justice Susan Pullen read from the woman's victim impact statement, where she said she was always on alert, she felt trapped, her children are a daily reminder of her father's abuse, and that she's trying to be the best mother she can be. Police were first notified about the abuse in 2002, but when they went to her home, she denied that her father was the father of her children and refused to make a statement, fearing she would lose her children. She moved away to Gippsland to raise her children on her own. 2 years ago, she applied for an intervention order to prevent her father from seeing their son, and it was only then that she agreed to speak to police. Bernie Geary says he can't guarantee this won't happen again.
I would never say never, but I will say that we are in a much better position to prevent these sorts of things from happening again, particularly given the long-term nature of it.
Victoria's Child Safety Commissioner Bernie Geary, ending Alison Caldwell's report.